Members of the Chamber podcast is presented by Piper Foods and fueled by McCafe. On your way to work, be sure to stop by any of the 6 Piper Foods McDonald's locations here in Oakville or look them up on any McDelivery service. We thank Piper Foods for their generous support of our chamber and for everything they do in the community. The following podcast is an Oakville Chamber production. Learn the industry, grow your network, and connect to the community with the Members of the Chamber podcast, a weekly series where we sit down with esteemed business people making major moves here in Oakville. I'm your host, Rachel Liang, and this is Members of the Chamber. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Members of the Chamber Season 3, all about family business. On this episode, we're joined by Tim and John Root. Tim and John are the father-son duo behind 2 local businesses, Look Local and Treehouse Creative. Listen in to hear how they use their backgrounds and skill sets to dive into business as a team and how they hustle to develop the new skills necessary to scale the business. Let's get into it. John and Tim, thank you so much for joining us on the Members of the Chamber podcast.
Thank you for having us.
So to get started, can you tell us a bit more about yourselves and your family businesses?
Sure, I guess I can get started with that and then John can jump in. So I started this company 19 years ago. I had a career in the corporate world, ending up with Rogers Media. So my background is finance, but I'd been working in the media business for about 10 years. And when I left that corporate world, shopped around for all kinds of opportunities and decided to take the plunge and go out literally on my own. And initially started a magazine called The Real Estate Book, which is a franchised business. But at one stage, we owned 4 of those across the sort of southwest part of the Golden Horseshoe. And that was going great, but I obviously saw a great opportunity to do more. And it was at that point that I had this vision of launching a local community brand, media brand, in both the print and digital formats. And John can jump in at this stage, but we chatted about it, and he, quite to my surprise, actually offered to come and help get the job done.
Yeah, so Look Local, we're actually coming up on, it's probably 10 years.
10 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's not without bumps along the road, and the early days were obviously pretty stressful and challenging. But I think now most people in the Oakville-Burlington community have probably seen the magazine or visited the website, and you know, we're pretty proud of where it's gotten to.
And John's background was very different from mine, so maybe why don't you just go a little bit about what, you know, enticed you to join, because it was for quite different reasons, perhaps.
Well, yeah, and first of all, it was intended to be a 1-year contract where I helped my dad get this magazine off the ground, and then I'd go. My background is in film production, so the plan was to go back into the film world. But here we are, 10 years later, which is
10
how it
years
goes.
Later.
And my background is really. I guess it's sort of like all things creative. So I was able to cobble together a WordPress website, which is still actually what Look Local magazine is built on. It's built on WordPress. And I vaguely knew how to use Photoshop and InDesign and took a lot of online tutorials to kind of get to the next stage. And really, I knew how to use a camera. That's one thing I didn't know how to do. And we launched Look Local as leanly as we could 10 years ago. We built the website first, kind of started getting it out there, writing blog posts, and then the print magazine followed about 6 months after the website launched. So, I think my background with the camera really helped, because so many of the businesses we worked with in the early days, this is kind of before Instagram, didn't know how to take a photo, right. Whether it was a product shot or a shot of their space or, you know, how to put together an ad, and being able to go out with a camera and say, oh, well, we'll take a shot, we'll take a photo for you. I think it really helped us kind of, you know, overcome that hurdle right. in the early days. Whereas now you can take an awesome photo with your iPhone, and most of our clients, honestly, I don't remember the last time I went out and took a photo for a client, because most of them now just take it on their phone and send it to us. But the film and photography background helped, I think, at the start.
The other secret was to have a great design team, graphic mm-hmm. design team. So we're extremely proud of the people that have helped us over the last 10 years with graphic design. I think it's been a key to our success. And those objections in the early days to ads, you know, I don't have an ad, I don't know, you know, how to build an ad. And we were able to just say, well, we'll take care of that. We've got a great designer. She or he can work with you and produce a beautiful ad for you. You don't even have to worry about it. And then you could just see that kind of relief flood over their faces. And it was, oh, okay, that's great, you know.
Yeah, and then just to finish the your original question there, Rachel. So that actually is a good lead into how we started our agency, Treehouse. And it really did come from exactly a similar situation where so many of the businesses that we worked with needed help with other stuff. So whether it's building a website or doing a photo shoot or helping with social media or graphic design. And really organically, we started getting sort of what I would call side business, but it was kind of creative services. And that's really how Treehouse started. We just started using the team that we already had. It was usually me with a camera and then a couple of our graphic artists. And we just didn't say no. So for better or worse, sometimes. And slowly Treehouse just grew and grew and grew to the point where now it's kind of its own beast. And we're doing lots of kind of interesting work with businesses that don't necessarily advertise in Look Local. Which is kind of cool.
Amazing. And one thing to note, that the Oakville Chamber actually did use Treehouse Creative. We've used you guys for a lot of stuff. But Treehouse did our Love Local campaign, a lot of the designs for that, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
so thank you guys campaign. For that. Yeah. Now, getting into kind of the beginning of the family business and when you started to become involved, did you have any concerns from both perspectives, from Tim, your perspective, and John, your perspective, going into business as a family? And if you did have any concerns, were there any strategies or conversations you had beforehand to kind of combat those?
I guess I had been, and by the way, I should say, it always sounds as if I, but there's always a partner involved in any family business, and my wife has always been at our side and encouraging and supportive and very much part of the, you know, she's on the board of the company. And I had been pretty much managing and running the business on my own for 10 years before John joined. And I had two primary concerns, which I voiced right at the beginning when John expressed interest. And the first was that if you own and operate a family business, you know, having skin in the game is understating it. You know, you live by what you're able to achieve together, and there's no safety net. And, you know, that brings with it some very considerable financial risk.
Right.
So we chatted honestly about that. And then the second thing I said, and I still say today, is that I would be so sad if it ever reached a point where John, as my son, felt any form of obligation to stay working in the family business against his will. So if there ever came a point where he wasn't enjoying the work or wanted to do something else, I wanted it to be very clear that it was his life and there should never be any kind of burden placed upon him that he should stay and work in the family business because he had to, you know. And I think that's been a very important part of our relationship, is that I hope he's always felt that if it wasn't working after year one or year three or year 10, he could always go off and do what he wanted to do.
I think from the beginning, we kind of had an understanding about what the road ahead looked like. And, you know, obviously it wasn't just smooth sailing from the beginning. Like any startup is going to be challenging. Trying to sell magazine ads when your competition is Facebook and Google and Instagram is no small feat. So it was hard, and I'd never done sales before, and I had to learn how to do sales right off the bat, because that's what our business model was. Right. You know, all the revenue we get is from advertisements. So it was definitely challenging at the beginning, and I think there's obviously moments of doubt along the road, but I think I can definitely say that we kept the lines of communication open, and I remember saying to my dad that I really hate doing sales.
And it's not for everyone.
And I said, tough.
Yeah. No, and he said, well, you know, maybe when we get to, if we can build it to a certain level, we can hire somebody that can help with sales.
Right.
And that became sort of motivation to get back out there and get the magazine to a point where, okay, now we can actually afford to pay somebody. And ultimately, as an entrepreneur, I mean, I think you're never really not in sales.
Like, right.
we're all in sales in one way or another. And it's just the sort of pounding the pavement and that sort of attitude towards it shifted. And I'm still, I'm one of the faces of the brand. And so I'm always out in the community. I'm meeting people and I'm selling whether I like it or not. It's
right.
just like what you do, right? Whether I'm at the chamber events, yeah. Networking or going down to some community event or meeting with one of our local partners to talk about what they have coming up and how we can promote it and support one another. It's all sales. But I think communication is the key. Just like in any relationship.
For sure. Now, going forward, what do you guys see for the future of both Look Local and Treehouse? Kind of a big question.
Yeah, a big question. Look Local, where we're currently at with our evolution, is we actually have franchised the brand into two other markets in Southern Ontario. And we do believe that despite, and John alluded to this earlier, we really have built a successful brand in the context of a tsunami of anti-print kind of sentiment. And I think we've proven that our particular form of print advertising combined with our digital platforms is extremely effective for our clients. So the future of the brand really does depend on growth through franchising or expansion to other markets in Southern Ontario. And so our current impetus is to really invest in our digital platform, because I think if that base is really, really strong, it gives us a better foundation to expand the brand into other areas. So we're busy working on additional functionality and useful content for consumers, where essentially our concept is that if they want to find a great restaurant, we'll have every type of cuisine and every restaurant in the community on our site. There'll be restaurant reviews and photography and video on the site. They'll be able to shop local products from local stores on our site. And as well, they'll find community events and content. And, you know, really it's a comprehensive digital resource for people in the community.
Yeah, I think we're actually pretty excited about it, because we've had all these ideas over the years, what could we do and we've tried different things, and some of them have worked and some of them have failed. But I think we've been really encouraged sort of in this post-COVID phase where the magazine's doing better than ever. And it's sort of giving us the encouragement we need to invest in the digital side. And that really, I think, rounds the brand out, and sort of the big picture is that it's this media brand, just like Toronto Life or Blog.to before this community, and it's got everything that you would be looking for as a resident of the community. So we want to be that place that people go when they want to kind of make the most out of the place they live.
Amazing.
And then Treehouse, John, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, Treehouse is you know, I'm constantly kind of thinking about which direction to go in. And I think I mentioned earlier, we just, in the early days, we just never said no. So if somebody needed a website or if they needed a photo shoot, we would just do it. And I think, I'm sure this is also something that people find as they go on an entrepreneurial journey. You know, sometimes it's worth doing those things and sometimes it isn't.
Right.
And you kind of figure out what you like doing and what you don't like doing and what you're good at and what you're not good at. And so we've had some really like cool, fun projects over the past couple of years. And it's sort of given me a bit of clarity as to which direction I want to go in with Treehouse. And I think what the future of Treehouse looks like is sort of polishing what we want to offer as an agency and being a little bit more selective with who we want to work with and the type of work that we want to do. And that's, I think, a good thing. I think it's, you know, it helps kind of define what you're offering and which direction to go in. And so it's not at a turning point or anything like that. I wouldn't go that far, but we're definitely kind of refining what we want to offer and the kind of work we want to do. And we've, you know, we've just hired a new team member to help us go in that direction that we're going in, and we're pretty excited about it. So,
fantastic.
Well, short answer is we'll see. I have no idea, Rachel. Yeah.
No, that's good. I think a lot of other business owners could relate to that. Now, getting back to your personal experiences in the business as a family business, what has been the best part of working together as a family?
Yes, I can, again, I'll start, but and I hope this is true of many family businesses. There's something about family that is different, and John has become a confidant and a true partner to me. We can discuss everything, even the hardest things that every family business has to navigate through, and we share all of our frustrations and our excitement, and you know, it's something that I can't really imagine having the same relationship with a friend or a business partner. There's just something different about it being a close family member. I think it makes us more powerful as a team, actually, because I think when people meet us, they can see this kind of bond and this purpose between the two, or, you know, shared with the two of us, that is a very positive thing.
I think what we've realized is that we make a really good team. And so there's a lot of, my dad's obviously got an amazing resume and tons of experience, and he knows the media landscape really well, and he's seen, you know, he's seen the dot-com bubble burst and crazy stuff, right? And I think I'm a little older now, but 10 years ago, I had the benefit of kind of youth, where I had, you know, a design sense that was youthful and photographic kind of talents that I had, complementary skills that he didn't have, and combined, we made a really interesting team. You know, I think that's over the past 10 years, we've kind of just naturally fit together. You defer to each other for what we do best. So I think that's been kind of cool to see. And you don't really, you know, day to day, we don't really think about it. But to look back on the past 10 years, it's kind of interesting how we are a very good team and partnership. But, you know, probably wouldn't have, yeah, I don't know if we would have picked each, I guess we probably would have picked each other if we were launching a business. I'm trying to think, you know, it's just, we don't, honestly, we talked about the stuff we mentioned earlier where, you know, we want to communicate and be open with each other, but we don't, we just kind of naturally just worked well together. And I think, I don't know if that's rare or, you know, we don't ever shout at each other or have, you know, screaming matches. It just kind of works. And so that's, I think that's pretty cool. And I don't know how unique that is or not, but
it is pretty cool. From what we've seen on the podcast so far, it varies family to family, right? Every family is different. But you know, with certain personalities, a lot more conversations have to happen beforehand, a lot more planning. Even when it comes to like succession planning, there's so much that goes into that. But it's really great to see how you guys just, it kind of just fell together. Mm-hmm. And it's worked and it's lasted 10 years and going into the future now.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone starting out in very similar circumstances when you were starting out? What piece of advice would you give to them?
I'll have a go at it. I think, and this is perhaps the doer accountant in me, but the first thing that people should recognize is that if you go into business for yourself, you should be prepared to do everything. And it doesn't matter, I don't think. I mean, I have many friends and colleagues who have entrepreneurial businesses larger than ours. But one common element to all of them is that if you own the business, you should be prepared to clean the floor and empty the garbage and do everything at the beginning because you own it. And there may be times where you can't delegate it to other people. The second I would say is that be prepared for, it's a little bit like building a house. You know, everybody says if you're renovating a house, make sure you've got a contingency. And the same is true of launching a business, or you know, you need to make sure you've got the financial capability to withstand the bumps on the road and keep the ship afloat even when times are tough. And so even in advance, I think it's very important for people starting an entrepreneurial journey to make sure they have the resources to see it through. And so many of the businesses that fail, they may have great ideas and not bad execution, but it takes time to build a brand and build a business that can last for a long time. And it's just such a tragedy when they run out of funds before they can get there.
I think what I would say, and I actually... I'll give a shout out to my friend Taryn Chadha, because when we were launching Look Local, I went to him and I said, we got to build a website. Like, how much should I budget? Like, you know, is it $20,000? And he said, oh, dude, you can probably build a website for $300. Like, go onto YouTube, type in how to build a WordPress website and just do a deep dive and watch some videos and you'll figure it out. And, He really actually gave me the confidence to build the Look Local magazine website on my own. I'd never built a website before. And, figure out little custom code snippets and how to customize it and make it look good. And that carried through to all kinds of things, you know, how to do motion graphics over video, how to design a magazine. And obviously we haven't, awesome. We actually hired, Sarah is still with us. She was our original designer for Look Local and she's amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And, I remember handing her some like design template at the start and it was a good start, but she made it way, way better. She kind of took it and was like, okay, thanks.
Thank you.
you can, these days, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can do it. You can do anything. And the resources are out there and they're often free. And so there's really nothing stopping you. And I think, it's intimidating starting out and it's hard to have that confidence, but it helps knowing that, you know, millions of people are on the same journey and there's so many resources out there now. And, it's often as simple as just a YouTube search or a Google search to get you there.
So if our listeners want to learn more about Look Local or about Treehouse, where can they go online or where can they go to pick up the latest issue of Look Local?
Well, you can pick up the latest issue at the Oakville Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, you can.
Or at any kind of local grocery store, coffee shop, or doctor's office. We've got over 500 locations.
Amazing.
Between Oakville and Burlington where you can pick it up. Public libraries, hockey arenas, places like that. If you want to look up, if you Google Look Local, you know, we'll be the first thing that shows up.
Perfect.
And online, all the stuff that goes in the magazine is on the website as well. But we've also got, I would say check back in a month because we're really, we're pretty excited about a sort of digital rebrand that we're doing right now and relaunch. And yeah, you'll find lots of different stuff on there. Best patios, best brunch spots, stuff that works more, works better for sort of digital platform. Treehouse, the best way to reach us is to go to our Instagram page, Treehouse Creative, or go to treehousecreative.ca and you can reach out to us there.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. This was a really great episode. Thank you for coming and sharing your advice with our listeners.
Oh, thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to the Members of the Chamber podcast by the Oakville Chamber of Commerce. Connect with hundreds of Oakville businesses and learn more about what we do at oakvillechamber.com.